This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A federal lawsuit claims advocate Aurora Health discriminated against a nurse by denying her religious exemption from the COVID vaccine. The EEOC says she was fired even though she previously got an exemption for flu shots. The healthcare system, which runs hospitals and clinics in Racine and Kenosha, hasn't yet responded. The hospitality center in Racine wants to relocate from St. Luke's Church to the old YWCA, but the mayor says zoning rules could block that move. Center leaders argue that the code does allow their work, and they say the mayor's interpretation is wrong. Go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. Former Kenosha County Board Supervisor Andy Berg has a preliminary hearing the day after Christmas on drug and gun charges. Prosecutors say he sold to a convicted felon and that an 11-year-old was nearby during the deals. His girlfriend also faces charges. A man accused in a deadly UW-Whitewater shooting is now headed to trial. Chad Richards is charged with killing 23-year-old Carol Welsh after an argument last year. His trial is set for June. Racine hopes to boost its population with help from a state grant and a company that recruits new residents. The city plans a $300,000 campaign to highlight Racine's lakefront, cost of living, and new development. The aim of the program is to attract 10 out-of-state families. And midnight train or nonstop flight. Getting to Georgia and beyond is a little easier. Frontier Airlines has launched new nonstop flights from Milwaukee to Atlanta twice a week, with fares starting at $49. The airline says it's part of expanding low-cost travel options. New routes to Vegas and Phoenix are coming this spring. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Romeo Doubs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night that helped them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Doubs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Doubs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team, and we couldn't make a shot tonight. 14 for 45 from the three, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight. They host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little bit of light snow right away this morning, then mostly cloudy through the day today. Our high right around 37. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.